to Coffee in a Swarm, a Project Zion podcast production coming to you from Graceland University in Lamoni, Iowa. The Swarm is our on-campus snack bar in the Newcomb Student Union. This year, our podcast is co-hosted by myself, Aaliyah Farrell, and is hosted by campus minister
Mike Hoffman.
Coffee in a Swarm is where we interview students at Graceland who are connected to the community of Christ. Today, we are with senior
Ishbel Wilson.
Welcome, Ishbel.
We're really glad to have you here.
Yes. Thank you. All right. So tell us about yourself. Tell us your story.
So, my name is Ishbel. I grew up in Independence, Missouri. I am the youngest of four children and only have three older brothers. So that says a lot, I believe. I grew up going to Liberty Street Community of Christ near the Independence Square. And when the year I was born, my dad became youth minister for Central Mission, and so I've just grown up around all things church.
Yeah, that's cool. I remember when he was the youth minister there. So, and now he is the Mission Center president.
Yes, he is.
How long has he been doing that?
I believe 5 years because he took the role 4 days before COVID broke out. We always joke that he had to close all the churches as his first big thing.
Oh my gosh.
It's not the prime time.
No. Well, that was a tough time, wasn't it?
All right. Tell us about your year, your major, your house.
Yeah. So I'm wrapping up my last year here at Graceland. So I am triple majoring in communication, sustainability, and social change. And so I hope to do something environmental policy related with those degrees. But I'm on Soraya. I've been involved in a ton of things on campus from, I'm this year's student government president. I was last year's intramural director. I work with student media here, and I'm on the soccer team and in Actus and a whole lot of things.
And in Inspire.
Yes, and Inspire.
Church ministry and leadership practicum that we do. Yes, right.
And she spoke at Afterglow a couple times.
Yes. You're very, very engaged. Sometimes too much. Probably so.
Yeah, so what was church like back at Liberty Street?
Yeah, so it was a super youthful church. We had like 40 kids growing up, and my youth group was always super active. Actually, a lot of my friends at Graceland have come from Liberty Street and people I was close with, like this year's chaplain president, Danny Dennis. And so church was always like a second family for me. No matter what age they were in my congregation, there are people I always cared about. And especially with Central Mission's youth programs, we're a big delegation, and so camps were always a big part of that for me and spec and things along those lines.
So what brought you to Graceland?
Well, in middle school, I was very anti-Graceland. I was like, oh, my brothers are going here, my parents met here, my aunts and uncles, all the things. And I was like, I'm not going to go to Graceland. I'm going to be different. And then I came to spec, and I was like immediately changed my mind. Just the feeling of belonging I felt at Graceland and all the different things was something I knew I wanted to feel for 4 more years.
That's cool. Very cool. Was that your first spec that you went to that made you change that, or was it one closer to the time you came to Graceland?
So I actually only got 2 specs because of COVID.
Oh, yeah.
My freshman and sophomore year. So it was pretty early on in my high school career, and I would say it was a mixture of my first, but really my second year was one that like sticks out to me. It was the theme that year was belong, and so it went perfectly with how I feel about it.
How you feel about it? Great.
So, what's been your church experience at Graceland this far?
So, at Graceland, like you guys said, I've done Afterglow and I'm an Inspire, and for me, it's just been finding ministry in all different places, and so. Something I've thought a lot about is that ministry is just not going to a church service and things along those lines, but how you carry yourself every day and the actions you choose to put yourself in.
Yeah, and you actually do that really well on campus. I mean, your leadership is outstanding, your representation of not only the church, but Graceland student government and all of those. You find ways to serve just continually, so...
Thank you, Mike.
No, thank you. So,
you're a triple major. What are your life plans after graduation?
In case you didn't hear, there was a big sigh there. Yeah.
This is a question I've been getting asked a lot, and I always joke that it's just to move home and live in my parents' basement, but my mom does not like that answer. So
Well,
right
do you have
now,
brothers in your in their basement right now?
yes, until the third of my the out of the three of my brothers, the
Yeah.
last one's getting married in April. So soon
So,
it'll just be me there.
I
So
see. Okay.
but after school, my current plan is actually just last week I started a part-time job with World Church where I'm helping as a worship assistant. So I'm making spreadsheets and organizing and doing all the things that I love. And so I'll do that up through World
That is
Conference.
for World Conference, right?
Yes,
For specifically.
yes.
Okay, thank
So
you.
I'll just work up through the end of World Conference and then I'll have 3 days and then I'll actually work at the onset campground and then August 2nd comes and I don't really know what I'm gonna do, but hopefully something good.
And that's this is you're going back to onset. You were
Yes.
also there last year, right?
Yes,
So
I was.
now did I didn't ask you this ahead of time or anything, but did onset have a Graceland rep there at all?
No, they
I mean, you were sort
didn't.
of the Graceland rep
Yeah.
in some ways,
So it's a
and
little
you were
different
with
there.
Nicole Shearer.
Yes, me
Okay.
and Nicole Shear went, but it's a little different there because they don't have youth camps. So they
Okay.
have only a reunion because there's cottages on the campground. So people either live there year round or just come from the summer. So that can create some liability
Right.
issues, obviously. But it's just a sort of different
So
camp.
they had 1 week of reunion there, and then what did you do the rest of the time?
So my job was summer program director, so we put on 2 to 3 events every single day,
Oh,
other
wow.
than our days off. And
Okay.
so,
So people could come in.
yeah,
Okay.
so they still have activities. They can range from potlucks to kickball to chalk art to bullet
And
journaling
all ages,
classes.
because there could be a whole family that's there for the summer.
My favorite speech time, though,
Your favorite what?
my favorite event was
Oh,
beach time
beach time.
because, you know, who doesn't love having a campground on the beach by Cape Cod?
So, did they
Yeah.
have a pool or did they just have the beach?
They had the beach. So they're about 10 minutes from Cape Cod. And so they have a little place called Muddy Cove that's on the campground. And then you can walk 10 minutes into town and be on like a beach.
Oh,
And
wow.
so it's a lot of fun.
Okay, so what are your hopes for Community of Christ in the future?
I think my hopes for Community of Christ are that we start to lean on the younger generations and we are willing to change in the ways that younger generations need to experience spirituality and religious experiences. I know talking to a lot of my friends growing up that Sunday morning services were not where we felt God, and that's okay. And understanding that a lot of us, our experiences with church, we automatically think of camp and those experiences. So how can we shift our routines away from sitting in a pew and listening to going out and being action-based?
I know that's to some degree that's had an impact on worship here at Graceland because we used to have I don't know, well, we used to have Afterglow on Sunday nights, and then we'd have a very traditional Sunday morning worship that was pretty well attended. And then after COVID, it was like there was sort of I don't know, a crucible that was crossed or something. Anyway, it got to where students wouldn't come on to a traditional Sunday morning service. So, they still support Afterglow, which is a student-led, student music, student sharing service. So, okay, thanks.
What is one thing you would want the leaders of Community of Christ to know going forward?
Do you get to share any of that with through your internship?
I have no idea. Right
Okay,
now, I'm just making spreadsheets.
okay.
So, but
You can put notes in the spreadsheets and see
yeah,
who
that's true,
catches
right?
on
If
to
no one
them.
catches on. Yeah. So it's actually funny. My senior year of high school, Central Mission does a newsletter every, I think it's week. I should know since my dad is the one who puts it out. Sometimes I
That's
don't read
all
them,
right.
but I was asked to write a piece for it, and I just wrote something about where I think the church is headed, and it ended up they asked me to expand it, and they published it in the Herald, but it was talking about kind of what I just shared on how we really need to break the routine that we can get stuck in, and sometimes you go to church on Sunday morning, some it feels because it's routine versus being called there. And so finding what we are truly called to, I was just thinking, I signed up for Central Mission's Young Adult Retreat, and although I don't get to go to my home congregation every week, I feel more excited and called to this youth, young adult retreat versus going every Sunday, and just finding ways that we can experience fellowship in different settings and seeing ministry go from the pulpit to the people.
An onset, that's sort of a different rhythm of things too for the summer. So that could be something to look at too, I suppose. So,
Yeah.
yeah. Well, it's great that you've been exposed to so many different things. And so, all right.
All right, do you have any closing thoughts for us, Ishbel?
Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for coming. All right, so that wraps up things today for this episode of Coffee in the Swarm. Thank you for listening. This is Aaliyah
Ishbel.
and Mike.
signing off until next time.